According to the Georgia Poison Center, it's getting fewer and fewer calls these days related to synthetic drugs. And in 2012, the state outlawed synthetic marijuana. So why is Attorney General Sam Olens turning his attention to these drugs again? Because, he says, the laws aren't keeping up.
Each year, the legislature passes a bill that makes certain compounds felonies. The problem is, as soon as the bill is passed, they immediately change the compositions further, where it's not technically a felony until the legislature next comes into session.
Olens wants oil companies to ban all synthetic drugs at their gas stations in Georgia. Dr. Gaylord Lopez is director of the Georgia Poison Center. He says many drugs, like bath salts, are mislabeled. So it could be that gas station owners have no idea that what they're selling is illegal. But he suspects...
probably what they're trying to do is make a quick dollar, and they continue to sell them because they can't keep them on the shelves.
Lopez says many synthetic drugs are appealing to young users.
Just because you can get it in a place that's not a shady back lot or side street or in a bad part of town, maybe even over the internet, there's no data on safety, and the users are playing Russian roulette.
The Georgia Poison Center says it received about 60 emergency calls for synthetic drugs last year. This name Shamma, WABE News.
And Tasneem joins us now in the studio. You mentioned in your story that these synthetic drugs are appealing to young users, and the laws aren't basically, I guess, fast enough to keep up with them. So if you're listening to this and you're a parent, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, so similar to e-cigarettes, manufacturers of these drugs, so we're talking about synthetic marijuana, incense, and synthetic MDMAs, which you probably know as ecstasy or Molly, they're being sold in these small, colorful pouches for maybe 50 cents each, and they have names like Scooby Snacks and Spice, and they look harmless. On the packages, sometimes it'll say, this is legal, it's up to the current code, it's safe to eat, but maybe it's not. So sometimes gas station owners, they genuinely don't know that these are illegal. And if it's being sold in the convenience store, maybe you'll think, if I can buy it here, sure, of course it's legal. And so Dr. Lopez with the Georgia Poison Center, he says all parents really can do is just talk to their kids about the consequences of buying synthetic drugs.
Know your children, know what they're doing, know where they're going, know who they're hanging out with. I mean, it's a simple formula that a lot of us don't follow. And kids will, you know, still try to be rebellious and try to get high. I think parents need to play a bigger role in the prevention of some of these things, because in the end, you don't want to be a mortality statistic.
That's really important to remember. People have died experimenting with synthetic drugs. In 2012, Georgia passed Chase's Law, which made it illegal to possess synthetic marijuana.
They're sold in the tobacco section. In what form? Does it look like some type of marijuana? Is it, you mentioned Herbal Spice and Scooby Snack.
Right.
What is it? I'm just trying to get a grasp.
They're just like Sour Patch Kids, those really small plastic bags with colorful logos on them.
So it's packaged sort of like that.
Yeah, and then the bath salts in these small containers where you would think they're bath salts, and they're advertised that way, but obviously people aren't using them as bath salts.
Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens, he is asking, you know, these oil companies that own these gas stations, hey, don't do this. So what's the next step here? Has he heard any feedback from these companies?
He says he hasn't heard anything back from the oil companies. It's still too early, but it's really up to the companies at this point.
Is it just up to the oil companies, though, Tasneem, or some of the convenience stores are not owned by the oil company? In fact, a lot of them are not owned by the oil companies. They're owned by either a group or by an individual who may own several convenience stores. There's the Georgia Convenience Store Association here, too. So have we heard from them about what the Attorney General is saying here?
I did not reach out to the Georgia Association for Convenience Stores, but I do know that local law enforcement is reaching out and doing raids and crackdowns, you know, on convenience stores. And they don't have Georgia-specific stats, but over the past few years, there have been like more than 100 incidents where they found these drugs in branded gas stations, convenience stores.
Is there any research or data that shows just how prevalent this is in Georgia here?
That was one thing I was trying to figure out for this story. And the Georgia Poison Center keeps track of calls, but that's the number of calls that they're getting. But I reached out to the National Institute on Drug Abuse with the NIH and the local Drug Enforcement Administration, and they said a lot of times these drug seizures don't get reported to federal agencies. So there's no official statewide data, but we do know that these drugs are dangerous. And Dr. Gaylord Lopez, he says these, what he calls dorm room chemists, are playing with people's lives.
If you have a decent chemistry background, you could all of a sudden go from zero to hero in your bank account. And they're using our young adults, our children as guinea pigs. And it's just a horrible situation to be in, because these synthetic compounds are highly toxic. They can produce life-threatening symptoms. And when it's all about chasing the next high, people would go to extremes to get that next high.
So, Tasneem, we've seen these synthetic drugs for quite a while, and the state legislature a few years ago passed a bath salts law. I think it was even kind of given that nickname around there. But you're saying, I think, and you said in your report, that people just keep changing the formulas so that, okay, the law has to be more and more specific about what's banned and what's not. Is there any way that either Attorney General Olens or Dr. Lopez can say that lawmakers can do more, or is this why they're reaching out to the oil companies to say, hey, we just can't keep changing the law to keep up with them. We can't keep up.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I mean, they change the law, they include the new chemical compound or whatever, and then the manufacturers, they're two steps ahead. They're already thinking about that. They wait till session is out, and then they distribute their next batch. So it's really hard for them to even keep up.
So it's now pretty much looking for voluntary compliance.
They're continuing to do crackdowns on these stores, but like these chemists are way ahead of their game.
When you say these chemists are way ahead of their game, I'm interested in knowing if our Attorney General is not successful in getting these synthetic drugs taken off the shelves. I'm wondering, are we going to see more some of the advocacy groups sort of get involved with this, and maybe that is possibly another avenue, because sometimes when people stand behind, well, I have a law, you know, I'm not breaking the law. Sometimes you need a push from maybe a grassroots organization to say, to get more of the information out there about the dangers of these synthetic drugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Dr. Lopez was saying. Like the Georgia Poison Center, they're trying with their educational campaigns, talking to parents and then also the users, because, you know, these are dangerous chemicals. You could die.
WABE's Tasneem Sharma, thanks very much for the reporting. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tasneem.